Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Promised you we're going to talk to Kobe Price now. We're going to talk a little Inter Miami. We'll get to some other sports talk too here going on. But we're going to talk a little Inter Miami right now with my man Kobe Price from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. We are hoping that the MLS season kicks off, but there seems to be a couple of roadblocks in the way. You can follow my man Kobe Price on Twitter at Kobe_P and catch his work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Kobe, good afternoon, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing quite well. How you been doing?
I can't go COVID free, brother. You know what I mean? That's all I can do right now is stay COVID free. And we do that, we're all right. So the question is, are we going to be football ready or football free? What's the latest development now that we're hearing that, you know, we could be even facing a lockout now? What's the latest?
Yeah, well, as of today, this is Tuesday afternoon. Looks like players are still, they're still not reporting to the voluntary training sessions that teams have been hosting at their training facilities. Mm-hmm. Because the MLSPA, they sent a counteroffer by the players back to the owners, back to the league. I believe that was either sometime over the weekend, whether it's Friday, sometime through Sunday. They announced it on Sunday, and the owners, the league, came back and said that that offer that they gave to them was the last offer, the one that they counteroffer with. They said that was the last one. They would not be budging anymore. So it was looking like there may have been a lockout. And they said as of noon, that's when the players had the decision or the time to make a decision. But they're saying that now they're pushing it back to noon tomorrow, noon Wednesday, in order for a decision to be made. And the MLS has, even though they were threatening a lockout, they have changed their proposal, and there could be a resolution by as early as today, but it looks like the deadline got pushed back to tomorrow at noon, Wednesday at noon, June 3rd.
Kobe, what's the main hangups? What's going on here? Why are we close to not even having a season?
So, and I don't know how to pronounce this word the best, but the force majeure clause, that will allow either side to back out of the CBA, which was agreed to but was not ratified back in February. That has been one of the major sticking points for the MLS. They're having a clause, I believe, that says that they can back out of the CBA in the case of a pandemic, but also when teams return to playing at their sites. If attendance, I think the number was below 25%, they could back out of that clause. And the MLSPA, they didn't have that clause in their proposal. And it's looking like, based off the last update I saw, which is probably all 10, 15 minutes ago, they were talking about that clause. And it looked like the MLS was going to lighten up on that clause specifically.
Wait a minute. Now, all right, what I'm confused at is having the clause or having the power of exercising that clause. What is the issue here?
I think the actual issue is the attendance clause within the force majeure clause.
Okay, I see.
The attendance. So if they're saying that 25%, I think instead of attendance dip below 25%, I think that's the sticking point. The players are like, hey, that's something you guys can control at the same time as well.
Well, yeah. And, well, wait a minute. A pandemic is controlling that. You can't. How can you blame anybody for attendance if the pandemic doesn't allow you to bring fans in? That's not fair.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. They're saying even if you and this is only what I've been exposed to. I'm sure there's great details I haven't seen. So I'm speaking with the lies authority possible, but and that's the player's side of it, I believe. It's not fair to you to have this clause in there when we may be facing a 30% decrease in attendance simply because of that. It may be attendance. It may be attendance based off the capacity we allow into the stadium. So that's something I'm also a bit confused about, too, and I want to make sure that's clear. However, I think a major sticking point is tying all this to attendance when, like you said, some consumers, some people may not just show up because there has been a pandemic going on. And who's going to feel comfortable going to a sporting event? I know MLS is talking about going back to play in Orlando this summer, but who's going to be comfortable even late in the summer or fall or even winter?
Well, there wouldn't be any attendance with the tournament in Orlando because that would hell, they're locally, I could tell you because I'm putting together a radio station for Inter, and we don't even know if we're going to have access to half of the local games that we have. They might be national broadcast. I mean, it's a really weird thing. So the only time attendance would take place is if after that tournament that everybody goes back to their cities, if that's allowed and if that happens, then that's when attendance might take place. But even then, we don't even know if people will be allowed to go to games. That's an unknown right now. That has not been answered.
Yeah, I mean, it's not looking like there's going to be fans in Orlando. So it's hard to that's been a major sticking point. And I know there's multiple leagues the NBA at least has this clause. The details of the clause, I don't think it has this attendance clause. But I could be wrong by that. But that's going to be a major sticking point, and I think that's going to be something that they're going to have to change in order to get that figured out.
All right. So Kobe is the plan already in place on returning on the way they're doing it, or are they still trying to overcome the money stuff first before they settle in on whether it's a tournament, whether they're all going to be in Orlando permanently, whether they go back to their cities? What do you hear?
I'm hearing that, based off what I'm hearing when I'm reading, that the actual Orlando plan, that's taken care of.
Okay.
Like, they figured out as much as you can at this point without actually having it firmly agreed to in paper and in officially, but they've gotten that pretty much taken care of, at least that side of the negotiation side of it. But they're still trying to figure out everything else. They're trying to figure out the economic side before they can firmly agree to, yes, we're going to come back, because, I mean, they both play hand in hand.
Right. Right. Well, have you heard testing wise, have they agreed to test every day? Because if they're going to do the temperature thing, forget it. If they're going to do what the NHL is doing, that they're going to test every day, even though it's expensive as hell, but they've got to do it the right way. What have you heard on that end?
This isn't confirmed, but what I've heard is they are going to be doing regular testing.
Okay. Every day?
That's what I've heard from Amaya.
Every day?
It's supposed to be every day, yeah.
Okay, that would make a lot of sense. All right, so what's your gut tell you right now, Kobe? What do you feel? Is this more posturing and eventually they get something done? Or do you actually think there could be... Now, this lockout could be looming because the CBA is close to expiring. Is that kind of what it is?
Well, so the CBA, they agreed to a CBA back in February, a new one.
Right.
So they came to an agreement on it, but they didn't ratify it. So that CBA it's not in place to be enacted moving forward. So I guess they're trying to amend it in a way.
I see.
And that's kind of like they're stuck because it's not officially signed. Like, it's not officially official, if you want to say it like that.
Right. In other words, they don't have a new CBA really in place yet officially. In other words.
Correct.
Okay. Wow. All right,
correct. So they're still trying to get that figured out.
Wow, that's a lot of problems, dude. That is a lot of problems. That is not good to hear, man. Let's see if they can get it resolved. All right, so what's next, Kobe? What? So if the players aren't reporting, we just have to now what? Patiently wait till something happens here in the next 24 hours?
Yeah, I think we're going to hear something. I mean, right now it's a little before 1 o'clock Eastern time. I think we'll hear something in the next 24 hours. I know players didn't report today either. They didn't report yesterday. And we'll probably find something out, because at this point, you're going up against time.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right.
You can't keep pushing this back further and further. At some point, we can talk about what we want to through all the proposals, but at some point, you got to make a decision.
Right.
So they're going to have to make a decision. It's probably going to come within these next 24 hours, if not sometime this week.
Follow Inter Miami writer Kobe Price. You can catch his work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel website. You can get it at your doorstep. Follow him on Twitter at Kobe_P. Kobe, as always, my man, thank you for taking some time. Thank you for shedding some light and giving us some info on all of this. Hopefully we get some soccer.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
You got it, baby. Be good. There you go. Kobe Price, man. Good stuff there. And disturbing. Disturbing. I got to tell you, this is one that does not make me feel good because it's not a powerful league yet. You know what I mean? It's a growing league. And I and selfishly, obviously, I work for them. So I really want, I mean, I want the season to go either way. I've got my inner jerseys ready to go. I bought season tickets a while back, you know, with a couple of friends. I don't, you know, so I already have, this idiot probably will go in my seats.
Thank you.
I'm not even going to end up using them, unfortunately. You know, so yeah, you know, I ended up getting tickets that I, you know, when I got tickets, it's because I wasn't planning on working because I've worked with all the soccer teams, but then this whole project came along and this is really exciting to be able to build what we're going to build. And so, I definitely had to go for it. So now I'll be at all the games, you know what I mean? So, but it's for different reasons now, you know, I'll be working while watching and enjoying. But and I've seen firsthand what Moss and Beckham and company have done and how much they've accomplished in such a short time with that stadium, which was so amazing. I really want to see them, you know, take the pitch, man. I'm looking forward to it because we finally got like a really good owner. Like we had one in Ricardo Silva, but unfortunately he could not do what he wanted to do to create, you know, that super league he wanted to create here in this country. What are you going to do?